In the annals of conspicuous consumption, the Colombian drug lord Pablo Escobar was second to none. Among the status symbols and playthings Escobar assembled on his ranch, Hacienda Napoles, was a private zoo. It had elephants, giraffes, and what's of interest to us today, four hippos, three females and one male. They are of interest to us because, while Escobar has been dead for over 20 years, the questionable legacy of his hippos lives on. They have multiplied in the wild. Carlos Valderrama is a veterinarian. He works with a wildlife charity called Web Conserva and has consulted with the Colombian government on the hippo situation. He joins us from his home outside of Bogota. Welcome to the program.
Oh, hello, Robert. How are you?
And tell us, how many hippos do you think are living in the wild in Colombia today?
Well, the truth is that they are very difficult to count since they live most of the time on the water. But the last predictions that we have is that there is at least 50 or 60 animals living in the wild in this moment.
50 or 60 hippopotamuses living in the area in the wild. It must be an agreeable environment for them. What's so pro-hippo about that area?
It's a dream for hippo. You know, Colombia is a tropical country. We have plenty of water and plenty of vegetation. We don't have any kind of ecological control for hippos since they are invasive species. They just are reproducing happily here in Colombia.
I gather that local fishermen were very surprised to discover that the waters near them suddenly were inhabited by these huge creatures from Africa.
Yes, yes, indeed. The real issue became a big deal for us back in 2007 when some local fishermen start talking about seeing a very odd creature with very small ears and a very big mouth around 100 miles from Hacienda Napoles.
Did the local people understand that these were hippos?
At the beginning, they didn't. They didn't know what creature it was until it was explained that there was a local hippo population living in the wild, but that these animals can just travel really big distances. And because we have such a big rivers, they can use just these rivers as a highways. They can get in a week to the Pacific coast or to the Atlantic coast.
I'm just curious. Hippos are, they're dangerous, they're enormous, but there's something endearing about a hippopotamus. I'm just wondering whether people in Colombia, whether children taken to this idea. Are there people who say, let's have wild hippos in Colombia? We can have jungle safaris in Colombia someday.
Yeah, no, actually, that's a funny one because hippos have these looks that we call them the fluffy effect. They are chubby, they are big, they seem very cute and very tender. They are completely the opposite, but they look like that. So there is many people here that have captured the young ones and take it home. The problem exactly that we have with that is just a disaster waiting to happen because there is plenty of reports around the world where hippos just kill people. It's just how they are. They're very territorial. They're very aggressive. And that's their nature.
Dr. Valderrama is a veterinarian. He works for Web Conserva, which is a wildlife charity. His concern is the burgeoning wild hippo population in Colombia. Well, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you very much, Robert.